It has been widely said and quoted that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. This also applies to those things which may seem to be small and insignificant, but in actuality are extremely important. For instance, a car may not function properly today because a small and seemingly insignificant sensor may malfunction. Small, insignificant. An appliance may not work because of the loss of a small contact screw. And we have all had this experience. A set of Christmas lights may not work because a small bypass filament breaks. So many things in life depend on what is seemingly small and insignificant. This is the case in life. Often it is the loss of what normally may seem to be small and insignificant, which becomes a stumbling block to move forward. It just may be because what may appear to be small and insignificant is overlooked or taken for granted. But in fact, it is extremely significant. When everything comes to a grinding halt, this quickly becomes evident. Failures so many times are caused by what may be called insignificant. Often this is the case when we think that we are just a small and insignificant part of life. You know, so often we fail to see how valuable and significant that we are. You know, I saw this often in managing a home center. Employees failed to see that they were a vital part of a successful business. Therefore, they didn't think twice about calling in sick when they just didn't feel like working that day. I can remember a nightmarish experience. One morning, I went to work. Nobody else was there. And then all of a sudden, the phone started to ring, and it didn't stop ringing. One employee after another called in sick. Now, this was a large store, a large home center. And I can remember that morning when there was only one salesman that showed up. No cashier, no warehouseman. Customers coming through the doors, and the trucks waiting to be unloaded. To say the least, I was not a happy camper that day. And the business was just about came to a halt until I finally was able to get some unscheduled help to come in quickly. And then the late shift came into work. This was a vivid example of the importance of every one of those employees. The reality is that life depends on all which may seem to be insignificant. A salesman, a cashier, a forklift driver, a warehouseman. Each element of life is extremely important for life to exist and continue. You know, in nature, we can vividly see this. The smallest of the microorganisms are essential for life to continue. And the smallest of the insects are important in the food chain. We are seeing the results of how important that very small bee is to the production of fruits and vegetables. For without their presence, pollinization is severely limited, and harvests are weak or small. A break in the chain of life can have disastrous consequences. As Paul so vividly writes, indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. Each member is important and plays a significant role. Even the smallest cells determine the welfare of our bodies. All must function in order for there to be a normal, healthy human life. We certainly see this when a kidney fails, a liver is diseased, the normal cell reproduction is altered, or the heart fails. There is, the total body suffers, not just that particular part, because all are a vital part of who that body is and how it functions. There is that interdependence and harmony which gives life and wellness to the body. Without that interdependence and harmony, life either is severely damaged or even ceases to exist. Paul states, if one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. To deny the existence of any part of the body is to deny the whole body. It is deny life itself. Of course, Paul is writing this in relationship to the church as the body of Christ. In order for the church to exist, it must fulfill its functions and purpose for being, and that is to live and witness to the good news of the life and message of Jesus. The many avenues to accomplish and fulfill this mission is well beyond any one person's capacity to do so. We all have our own particular talents, our particular abilities, which can and do contribute to the life of the church's purpose and its many functions. Some of these functions are stated by Paul, and God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Now, what Paul is saying is that every member, an affiliate member, any visitor of the church, every child, every young person, every adult, every senior of the church has a God-given purpose in being a part of the body of Christ, the church. The church is one of each one of us collectively living and working together for the purpose of being that living body of Christ, which carries forth the message of God's love, Therefore, the church only has life when each of its participants works in harmony, contributing to its well-being and mission. No one is more important than the next. No one. As Martin Luther would say, that we are all priests with different functions. It must be noted that it is the nature of the human body to compensate for parts which are malfunctioning. For instance, this means that if there is a muscle pain, other muscles try to take up the slack in order for activity to continue. But what often occurs is that the stress will cause additional pain and even muscle damage. This happens also within the church. When one member falls down, then another struggles and sacrifices to fill its role so that life may continue. No matter the task, no matter the ability or talent, each member's contribution helps to fulfill the mission and purpose of our being. Each one. No one or two or three persons can do it alone. You know, I think about Epiphany. This has been the strength of Epiphany, and this is more of a congratulatory sermon. It seems like everyone takes their participation in the life of the church seriously. We have seen this time and time again. Many of the needs of this church just get taken care of without anybody really asking them to do it. But it is just done without anybody knowing who did it. Often, I will have to conduct an investigation in order to find out who pulled the weeds or cut the bushes or who cleaned the door or fixed whatever was broken. It had been done without fanfare. From cleaning to repairing to coffee hour, to worship assistance, to teaching, to angel tree participation, to hospital visitation, there always seems to be somebody there functioning as an integral part of the life of our church. We do this because we realize that we are a vital, living part of the body of Christ, and that our lifeblood is the love of God. We do not do this as any kind of fulfillment or of a social nicety. If that would have been the case, Epiphany would not have lasted through the years of turmoil and struggle. No. There was and there is always the understanding that this is the body of Christ which needs to be lived, function, and witness to life in this community and region. Although we may be small, and although some of us may be in their senior years of life, we must always realize that we are not only an essential part of the body of Christ here at Epiphany, but we are a very vital part of life around us. You know, we just take a small peek at what this small congregation contributes to the World Hunger Appeal. It is amazing. More so than any other church in the whole ELC in the United States. Amazing. You know, without you, and without me, this very moment in time would not be the same. Life would be different. Life around us would have to fill the vacuum which our lives have left behind. No matter how little a contribution you think you have made, your life is important. Your life is important to the moment and moments that we live. We see this naturally on Sundays, when for one reason or another someone cannot be in attendance. The absence is felt by all. For we are an integral part of each other's lives, and we are. This is especially noticeable in a small congregation, for even visitors are missed when they are not among us. Each one of us is of vital importance, and find joy in living our part. That is who we are. And I would not have it any other way. And I know that I am not alone in that. To know that we are the body of Christ is to realize that the love of God looks beyond each other's weaknesses, but look beyond that which could divide us in order to help enhance each other's gifts, talents, and abilities. This is the life of being a member of the body of Christ. In this life, it is essential to realize the importance of everybody who comes into our lives, and then be thankful for their presence and their contributions. To experience this is to experience what it means to be the church, the body of Christ, and my fellow members, we are that body. Amen. Thank you.